This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studios with me today is Angeline Tay.
And we have a story about an Iron Man suit today. Mm. Well, not really, but it's a robotic clothing line from a company called Superflex that is supposed to be a wellness product. So that, you know, it should be pretty interesting. We'll get to that in a bit. But first, a story on iPrice raising $4 million for its e-commerce aggregator service in Southeast Asia.
You had me at Iron Man, Angie. But yes, iPrice is a Malaysian based e-commerce aggregation service that's active in seven Southeast Asian countries right now. And they've recently closed a $4 million Series A funding round, so kudos to them. The investment was led by existing backers, Asia Venture Group and Ventura Capital, with participation from Gobi Partners, DMP, Ikona and Star Strike Ventures.
Yeah, iPrice previously raised $1.2 million a year ago, which is an addition to a 550,000 seed round that started the business off when it launched in early 2015. Not bad for such a young company.
Yeah, just last year, right? And so iPrice's ultimate plan is to be a one-stop destination to help people make sense of online shopping in Southeast Asia, which we all know is a region that has some big-time e-commerce players. So just to remind everyone, Alibaba acquired a controlling stake in Lazada early this year, which is a $2 billion entity by itself. But the thing is, we don't have a dominant e-commerce platform like the US, where Amazon is the go-to brand. Mm-hmm. And that's where iPrice wants to step in to offer their services.
iPrice now has more than 100 staff and it works with retail partners to help them gain visibility, traffic and sales. And while the company started out as an aggregator, iPrice claims that it also has plans to change and adapt its business as it has collected data from both retailers and buyers with potential for new options in the future.
Yeah, so basically they started out with product discovery, learned it worked well and started expanding on that. And then they realized that they now own a big database of information that is unique to Southeast Asia. So iPrice sees itself as a meta search platform that looks for the best use of that data set for consumers and sellers.
Mm-hmm. And there are plans to have other features and services as well, like, you know, affiliate revenue plans to help smaller media companies and independent bloggers. This is going to be tricky because, like we mentioned before, the e-commerce scene here is segmented, yeah. But, you know, it could get easier once Amazon shows up in this region sometime next year. However, on the financial side of things, iPrice believes there's potential for it to break even and thanks to this round. But, you know, they didn't share a time frame for when that might happen.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. You know, with Amazon coming, it's coming.
It's going to change everything.
It's going to change everything, yeah, right. So next up, we have news on how your phone could be the answer to your parking and traffic woes. But first, here's The Who with My Generation, BFM 89.9.
Better Finance Management, BFM 89.9.
The Who, talking about my generation or maybe their generation. You're still listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Angie and Audrey. So traffic congestion is a major problem in most major cities, right? You know, Kuala Lumpur, Cheras. And people have been trying to solve this crisis using all sorts of modes and methods. I personally do not leave home now until I check what the traffic like on Waze. You know, I have to check it first to see how long it's going to take for me to get to the office or wherever I'm going. And traffic around KL has come to that. So when I read this story about what the city of Montreal in Quebec, Canada is doing to help ease the traffic problems, I knew this was something we had to share.
Yeah, so Montreal has stepped in with their own experiential solution to ease traffic congestions, and it uses Bluetooth. The city has installed more than 100 Bluetooth signal detectors all over the city with the aim of monitoring and analyzing traffic patterns in real time daily, instead of using just once a year during the annual traffic study. Basically, this new project will track the Bluetooth devices being used by people in vehicles and then tag their unique MAC address. And after that, they'll track the device using another Bluetooth sensor down the road to determine how fast the car has gone from point A to point B, giving, you know, them a sense of the traffic. Yeah. And it's actually pretty interesting experiment.
Yeah, and the data isn't tied to the individual, which means that privacy is supposedly not a concern for anyone. You know, that's the first thing I think about, right? Privacy,
yeah.
Right? And it just helps the city keep an eye on how the flow of cars are moving through Montreal, because this could help them with city planning in the future.
Mm-hmm. And Bluetooth tracking hardware is relatively cheap to install and doesn't require any special vehicle to infrastructure communications tech to be built in to cars on the road. Also, Montreal has another plan that uses uses Bluetooth, it hopes to install hockey puck-sized sensors in street spaces starting in 2018 so that it can know when the spot is empty and direct drivers to those locations.
Yeah, so this is because the city transportation officials in Montreal, they've apparently found that a significant percentage of traffic jams actually results from drivers circling looking for a parking spot, right? So being able to guide them directly to a parking spot could potentially cut down on a lot of unnecessary cars on the road. Wow.
Yeah, you see, that's smart thinking. And speaking of smart, our next story is also about smartphones and parking.
Yes. So
not parking.
Yeah, so starting this week, metered parking spots in Midtown Manhattan are going mobile with a new system that lets drivers pay using their smartphones. So the new Park NYC app is tied to a car's license plate number.
Yeah, how this works is you download the app, create an account with your license plate information, then you load your Park NYC wallet. And voila, whenever you parked at any zones in New York, you just enter the zone number in the app and select your length of stay. And you can even remotely extend the time in case you have something else to do and avoid getting a summon.
Yeah, so the system fulfills the New York mayor's promise to roll out a smarter metered parking system by the end of the year. And, you know, he's got a full week or so to spare. And the system goes live to select spots in Midtown with plans to roll it out to all of the city's 85,000 mini metered parking spots by the end of next summer. The Department of Transportation will identify participating spots with new signs and decals.
Mm. And this is impressive with the fact that New York's mayor is totally in on this smarter way of parking. And would you be surprised if I tell you in Malaysia, we already have this rolled out, except that it's not in KL, but a test run was done in December last year in Taiping with Parkbox Digital. And now it's up and running for the public in Taiping.
Yeah, but man, imagine Kuala Lumpur having this system. I really believe that the amount of summonses issued could take a dip, you know, if we had this, right? Knowing how most vehicle owners here love to collect your long, beautiful strips of parking tickets.
And I really do hope we have this implemented here in KL. Now, with Taiping being a successful case study, and if New York is able to roll this out smoothly, high traffic cities can confidently say, hey, this is actually a really good solution.
Yeah. All right. So we've got some messages up for you next. So when we come back, it's Iron Man time. Enterprise Biz Bytes will be back in a jiff. BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
We're back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Angie and Audrey. Dreams do come true, Angie, because we're talking about a real-life Iron Man-ish suit. No, seriously, I am beyond excited.
Yes, so a spin-off company from the robot veterans at SRI, Superflex, is making a big bet on soft robotics, and they want to establish a new product category called powered clothing. And the company, which initially split off from SRI in April, hopes to have a product to show in a few months and has raised nearly $10 million to develop it.
And this powered clothing, or intelligent wearable strength, as the company calls it, I'd call it the Iron Man suit really, would be custom garments with flexible electric motors built into it that helps the wearer with everyday tasks from like lifting heavy things to simply walking around. But it's different from the exoskeletons you might have seen coming out of DARPA and other military-oriented research.
So Rich Mahoney, he's a longtime SRI program director who is heading the Superflex, insisted this isn't an exercise device or an industrial device. It's a wellness device, a personal device to help people with general independence and people who are starting to lose confidence in their mobility. So this is basically for elderly, for the elderly or those with disabilities.
Yeah, so the idea's lead investor, Global Brain, they're based in Japan. And you know what's happening in Japan, right? An aging population is creating friction between families, generations, and social institutions. So the idea of a piece of clothing that can help someone stand up, carry groceries, and get out of the house, it may be appealing to like anyone, anywhere. But in Japan, they are really looking forward to this.
Yeah, so what do we actually know about the product itself? Well, the initial product would enhance core strength in the torso, hips, and legs. Users would be able to ramp up power manually if they knew they'd have trouble carrying a load of laundry, for instance, but the suit can also automatically detect actions. Many older people have trouble standing up, for instance, and the suit could detect the beginnings of that action and give a boost.
Yeah, give it a boost, yeah. So the guys behind this powered clothing idea compared this to an electric bike. So the power is there when you need it, but otherwise it works just like an ordinary version. So the clothing itself isn't going to be bulky or mechanical looking either. I know the early prototypes look that way, right? They were like really bulky, but when they actually roll out, they've been promised that it won't look like that. They're going to look seamless.
Yeah, this is because the tech is from SRI, but the design team, textile experts and fashion designers, they are all from the apparel industry. So it's really a clothing company as opposed to being a robotics company.
And although the older demographic is the initial target, professional and athletic applications are also being considered. So that might be the way to the future.
I have to admit, this is pretty cool.
Yes, it is. And all right, so the Breakfast Grill replay is up next to take you into the Tech Talk Hour at 1 p.m. On the grill today, Melissa Idris spoke to CFO of Pigeon, Henry Look, on the crowdfunding platform. That's happening in just a few at 12:30. We'll be back with more Biz Bytes tomorrow. My name is Audrey Raj.
And I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.